Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show today. So I hope you are having a fantastic morning already. You're up and ready to go. It is a great morning. Let me say welcome to you. You're listening via chat room. Let me say welcome if you're listening via the switchboard. And welcome if you are listening to the archive. Well, today is Thursday. Fantastic Thursdays, I call it, because I tell you, this is fantastic day with a twist to it. You know, Thursdays are, it's not quite Friday yet. Already gotten past Wednesday. And it's like, okay, I got one more day to the work day, to the work week, per se, if you work in Monday through Friday kind of situation. But at the same time, it could be the start of something great, because now you're moving into the weekend, and who knows what the weekend may hold for you. Who knows what the future may hold for you. But one thing is certain, if you know the one who holds the future, you can be guaranteed of your success. Well, as we've stated many, many times, God wants you to be a success. So he has commissioned several people and all kinds of people to, on assignment to make sure it happens. I'm telling you, this is the first time in history that we have seen so many opportunities out there for people to achieve their greatest thing in life. To achieve their goals, their dreams. We've seen so many authors coming out with books about Pump Up the Power and, you know, power connections. And there's so many helps out there right now. It almost makes you wonder, why is anyone failing today? Even though we have all of this help and much of this help, it's absolutely free. It won't cost a person anything other than their time and their energy. But why is it that even though in the midst of all that we have available to us, we have internet, we have MP3, we have, you know, there's all kinds of DVDs, there's even been movies on the big screen that have talked about, look at Pursuit of Happiness. Some of you are familiar with that movie. there's so many ways out there, so many tools, so many helps for people to become a success. So why is it that even in the midst of all of that, and that's what I began to wonder, what is it then that is holding people back still, even though you have all of these signs of success? There's so many. There's 12 steps to this and 9 steps to that and 8 keys to this and, you know, 7 highlights to that. So what is the issue? What is still underlying so many people's failure? So many people who simply will not pursue their dream, who will not pursue their passion, who do not go that extra mile to bring their vision to life. Individuals are still leaving the earth, not having even attempted, to fulfill what is deep within their hearts. Some have not even attempted to look at what is really deep in their hearts. Well, I sum it up that a lot of people are just distracted. So I want to talk today on the show about the power of distraction. You know, some people are so distracted by so many things. You have people who are distracted by their families, people who are distracted by, you know, if they have to work, they're distracted by their jobs. There's just so many things that people get distracted by that will hinder them and lock them up from reaching their goals and their dreams in life, from truly becoming the success with the highest level of potential that they have within themselves. Distractions can be very powerful, because distractions can come in several forms. Okay? Distractions can be, it can come in the form of an emergency. You know, sometimes you're working on a project and there are legitimate emergencies that will come about that can distract you. For instance, as I was working on my PhD program, 1 year into my program, now I had been in school for, at that, up to that point, 15 years straight, going back to school for my college degree, starting out working on an associate degree, continuing on to a bachelor's degree, then continuing on to an MBA, and finishing that. So having done 3 finishes, it was in my mind that the next one, there would be no problem in starting, going through it, and finishing. But what happened 1 year into the PhD program, I got hit with a distraction. So the distraction was the death of my mother. So that's an emergent distraction, because I didn't see it coming. She had not been ill. I could not prepare for it. And she had had a minor surgery, but nothing major. She was home the next day after the surgery, which had been 3 or 4 months before she actually passed. And so a distraction. And as a matter of fact, I didn't even realize how much of a distraction it was. But the power of distraction can keep you from achieving your goals in life. If you allow the distraction to get so big to where that's all you can think about, that's all you can focus on, you won't be able to achieve your goal and your dream. So how did I overcome this distraction? Because in order for me to get back in school and finish those classes, I had to overcome that distraction. Well, time, sometimes it's simply, you know, time, you know, they say time heals all wounds. There's time. And then there's the people that you are around. So if you surround yourself with the right people, in due time, when they're needed, give you a word of encouragement. When they're needed to give you that push, when they need to give you that word of advice to help you get rejuvenated, renewed, and revived, they'll be there for that. But so many people don't surround themselves with these kinds of individuals. You have to be surrounded by people who are on the go, who are on the move. Like, for instance, look at the people that we've surrounded ourselves with just with the show. So we have people like Coach K and Mr. Percy Walker, Coach J, and so many others. Mr. Pat, many people that we've surrounded ourselves with. These are people that can encourage us and remind us of our goals and our dreams and tell us about what we've talked about, our destiny. Because some people just simply won't do that. Some people really need that, especially when there's the power of distraction. But that's one kind of distraction, the death of a loved one. A distraction that you really could not even see. You could not even plan for that. But then there's other kinds of distraction. There's financial distraction. Okay, you have a dream, you have a goal, you want to start your own business, you want to get a college degree, you want to travel around the country and meet people, you want to do, maybe you want to start a blog, and in that blog is on a topic that requires you to travel from city to city to city, and then write about each city to visit. People love that. People absolutely love hearing about things like that. Well, you can get distracted when you don't have enough money to do the things that you want to do. And again, I've been in a situation where money was my distraction. With writing my book, I wanted to, you know, get a certain type of publisher. I wanted to get a certain type of editor, a certain type of cover. But money kept distracting me. And so it took me much longer to get my book published. But eventually, I overcame the distraction, and I decided to use part of my income to fund the book as opposed to waiting for a publisher, one of the traditional type publishers, to pick my book up. If you just tuned into the show, you're tuned into the Coastal Elixir Show. We welcome you here as we do each and every Monday and Friday morning at 7 a.m. And we're talking today about the power of distraction. The power of distraction. Because the reason why we wanted to bring this topic to you is we want you to understand that you can't avoid various types of distractions. You can't go through your life avoiding them. You would be out of energy if you tried to do that. Distractions, they're going to come. But here's the thing. You need to find a way to handle the distraction when it comes. You need to have a strategy for overcoming the distraction when it comes. You need to have a plan of action of what to do. You see that distraction coming for you. When it gets there, when the distraction shows up at your door, you need to know what to do. And so by hearing stories, the situations of others who have gone through the same thing or something similar, it will give you alternative strategies for how you too can get out of that situation. I like to say, for example, it's very similar to what lawyers do. Lawyers, when they're dealing with a case, before they go into the courtroom, they spend a lot of time prepping the case. And as they're prepping the case, they're looking for previous cases that were similar or the same, and they're looking at the outcome of those situations. And then they could go into court and fight for a similar outcome. They call it precedent. Whatever's happened before, it's bound to happen again in their situation. If it's the same scenario, same case, same situation. And so that's what you're doing as you go and listen to the various stories that we tell here on the Coach Larissa Show, you were looking at, well, how can these stories fit my life? What if I run into that situation? What should I do? Well, Mr. Percy Walker is on here, and he's talking about pursuing your purpose or pursuing your life's dreams or your goals, or talking about how to get your intentions on track and your imagination or whatever. You have a situation where you have the stories that you can now say, you know what? I've seen that before. I know how this is going to play out. I know what to do now, even step by step. And some of these things you're actually writing down, keeping them in that motivational journal that I asked you to start, keeping them in that self-development journal. You know, this is not only a self-development journal, it's a self-development, self-discovery journey. This is the best thing in life. This is the greatest thing outside of being saved. This is the best thing. This is better than money, because the money can leave you, but the development of yourself will never leave you. As long as you are alive, you will always be given an opportunity to develop yourself, to be in a better spot. Now, whether one takes it or not, that's on you. However, you'll always be given the opportunity. Every day you wake up, you're given an opportunity to do it a little bit better, a little bit greater, a little bit faster, a little bit harder. That's your opportunity. So distractions will come as you're right in the midst of what you're working on. For instance, you may be running your business may be successful. Again, here comes a distraction. Well, so we talked about the distraction of an emergency, unforeseen type of distraction, like the death of a loved one. We talked about a financial distraction. Well, here's another kind of distraction that some people don't often think about. It's a love distraction. Now, I see this a lot as it relates to my students in school. And so I can speak on it, you know, to that end. But I could also speak on it for myself. You know, going all the way back to high school, I was, you know, doing fine. I remember the 10th grade very well. But I also remember, and things were going along, and I probably would have graduated had I not gotten distracted by this, quote-unquote, I'm going to fall in love with this boy. You see, the relationships, the love type of relationships, can also distract you from achieving your first purpose and desire and dream and goal with what you're working on. Same thing, like I say, I'm in college, as I'm walking around and as I teach there, I see the students. I see them start off the semester fine. All of a sudden, once they meet somebody halfway through the semester, guess what? Their grades drop. Distraction can hinder you. They can cause you to fail in life. Now, so there's three different kinds of distractions I've spoke about so far. Well, here's another distraction that can happen to you as you're trying to achieve your goal. So you've got to be on the lookout for these distractions and just be aware of them. Right now, I'm just raising the awareness for some people, because some people, you didn't even think of this. You didn't even think of it as something to want to understand or to try to master. And here's another distraction. And I hope everybody can hear okay. If you are in the chat room, you can let me know if it's sounding staticky. If so, I will try to fix that. But here's another distraction. There's a health distraction. Do you know that you can actually be working on a project or working on some major thing that you're trying to, you know, do in your life, whether it be a college degree, whether it's running a business, it could be, you know, some major career change that you're going after. And guess what? you could be distracted by some major health issue with your life, with yourself. And it could set you back. I've seen it happen. People were thriving. They were doing well. The business was taking off. And next thing you know, they're laying in the hospital. Maybe from burnout. Maybe they're overstressed. So, again, this can set you back. Some people have had to close up shop because of it. So, what's the way to overcome that? Well, one way is to stay on top of your health. Do exercise. You know, start small. Go walking. Do jumping jacks right in your own living room. You know, when I was in the military in boot camp, we did a lot of jumping jacks. And jumping jacks, you know, a lot of people forget about jumping jacks. So you did them when you were in grade school. They would have kids doing jumping jacks. I remember that. Jumping jacks is a very inexpensive, very simple way to exercise. And it doesn't take a whole lot, and it's a little bit more fun than just, you know, walking sometimes can, you know, be not as fun. But jumping jacks really gets your adrenaline flowing. Get that heartbeat going, and you're just standing right there in one spot. So your health is another thing that can attract you. You have to be careful. You have to be on the lookout. Take care of your health. You can't just let your health go because it could become a distraction later. So if you just tuned in, we thank you for tuning in to the Coach Alicia Show. We're talking today about the power of distraction. Because as people are achieving and going for their dreams and their goals in life, who wants to be putting in all that work and then have to let it go because of a distraction? And we talked about several ways that a distraction can appear in your life. If there's another distraction that happens to a lot of people, and it's almost like you have to be careful about this next distraction that I'm going to talk about, because it can kind of sneak up on you and you don't really see it coming, but it's almost like a lackadaisical kind of bored distraction. In other words, the excitement has kind of gone out of it. The newness has worn out. A lot of people experience this sometimes even in relationships. It starts out fun and everything's exciting, and then after a couple of years, it go along. You get kind of used to one another, and you begin to take each other for granted and things like that. Well, the same thing can happen in your business. You got to keep your business excited. You got to keep your business, you know, exciting. You have to keep adding new things to your business. You know, change the color of your, you know, decor every couple of years. Keep it exciting. So make some changes. You know, rearrange some of the, you know, things in your life. Rearrange some of the things in your life. Her business, to keep it exciting, to keep it fresh, to keep it new. Otherwise, you could become distracted through something that's like a burnout. It's kind of like ho-hum, been there, done that, it's the same old thing. And what happens in that sense, you kind of lose your excitement and your energy, and then the people around you will notice that, then you know, people are attracted to excitement. People are attracted to that are high energy. And so then you begin to lose your customers, and just not a good thing. You don't want that to happen, really. So beware of the power of distraction, and beware of the distraction of boredom and complacence. And I've gotten used to it, and it's just what I do, and it becomes a routine. You know, a lot of people fail because, you know, once the routine gets old, then they're willing to give up. They're willing to let go. But you got to keep it high. You got to keep your energy high. You got to come in there every day with a new attitude. And one of the ways to do that are to make those incremental small changes over time. Bring in some new plans, you know, to do something different. Now, talking today about power of distraction and things that can distract you from reaching your goal in life, things that can hold you back from achieving your success. So we talked about several types of distraction. You can go back and listen to the archive. I talked about the distraction of, like, when a loved one passes away, someone very close to you, or the distraction of not having enough money to finish your project or to carry your project out, or you just run into a money problem or money snag. That could be a huge distraction. And then I also talked about distraction of love distraction. Both fall in love in the middle of what they're working on. Then there's distraction, bored, or being complacent. And you want to be aware of these distractions so they don't set you back. And I talked about the health distraction, being distracted by poor health, getting sick right in the middle of what you're working on. And I've seen so many students, you know, drop out of school. I've seen business owners, you know, ditch their businesses, have to fold their businesses because of their poor health. Now, here's another distraction that, you know, can happen to a lot of people, and that's the distraction of poor time management. Believe it or not, poor time management can also be very, very powerful distraction to your success. In the sense that if you do not properly manage time, you will always feel like you're playing catch up. And this will distract you from really being able to focus on your vision and your dream and where you're going and setting your goals and setting up your smaller goals to reach your larger goals. You don't want that to happen. And so the distraction of time management, poor time management, can really, really do you in. You don't want that. And so you want to take the time to get organized, to plan your day. What do you want to do today? Oh, I'm going to, you know, write it out. What's your plan? Okay, we already know you're going to eat. So, you know, most people don't have to write that out because they already know they're going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or they're going to have breakfast and dinner. Lunch and breakfast. Most people have the eating thing down to a science. They have it all planned. But when it comes to other things in our lives, we don't have a plan for that. We don't have a plan for how much time we're going to spend on marketing. If we have a business, we don't plan how much time we're going to spend on future projects or how much time we'll spend reviewing the books, finance, you know, going over our finances. We don't plan for these things in our day. And then what happens is the day gets by us and it's over, and then we realize, oh, I should have did this, I should have did that, I should have did that. Well, you have to kind of make that to-do list. And this way, you don't get it done today. You don't get everything on your list done today. You could start tomorrow with where you left off, and then you can keep going. And at least by the end of the week, say, well, I accomplished all that I wanted to accomplish for the week. Or you could set a weekly plan and then divide it up over the days, what you'll do on Monday through Sunday. Again, same thing with Saturdays. Most people who are off on Saturdays, they don't have to do a lot of planning. They already know what they're going to do. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to go to Sista. Going here. I'm going to take the car. I'm going to do that and that and that. They pretty much have it planned. Well, as business owners, entrepreneurs, leaders, we have to also be just as meticulous about things about business and success and achievement. You know, you may be a publisher, an author, motivational speaker, seminar leader, preacher, teacher, whatever you are, you still have to manage your time, and you have to have a plan for what all you're going to get done for that day, for that week. And as you get used to it and you can master it, you can even go further and have your months planned out ahead of time. And then, of course, you back up to that first day and begin to work it little by little by little to achieve your success. Well, this is Coach Marisa. For those of you who just tuned in, we are talking today about the power of distraction because we don't want anything to distract you from achieving your goals, your dreams, your vision. We want you to absolutely be a success in life. You know, so many people, I've met so many people, as I'm sure others of you have, the people who have had great goals, great dreams, and but guess what? They never fulfilled them. Why? Because they got distracted. They got thrown off course, got thrown off the path because of these distractions like finances. So people have been distracted by their poor health, time management, falling in love in the middle of what you're doing, the death of a loved one. These are common distractions that happen to people every day. Now, here's another distraction that people don't often think about, but it's real, and it can distract you and keep you jammed up and hemmed up and keep you from achieving your goals in life. Well, this distraction is actually a distraction in your mind. It is the distraction of that little voice that is always telling you what you can't do. So you have to shut that voice up, turn it off, because that voice can cause a distraction. It can keep you so busy, worried about what you can't do and what you don't have and how you won't make it and how you won't get there. It can keep you so focused on that you will miss the opportunities that will come right to your door, literally to your door. So you cannot let that voice, I call it the gremlin, it's called the gremlin by others. I just make that term up. But it's like that little voice that wants to keep you distracted. You have to take a moment to think about all that is being said here today, how this can apply to your life. You know, the things that are stated here on the Coach and Alicia show, whether I'm the author of it or someone else is, you have to take this information and say, okay, how does this apply to my life? If it doesn't apply to your life, fine. Don't worry about it. Let it go. But if you can use it, you certainly have to apply it. But I know for sure, I'm certain about this, that everyone runs into distractions as they're reaching their success, going for their goals. I tell you, I talked about the distractions of your time management, distractions of being disorganized. That can be another distraction. It's not being organized. You've got to get organized. You've got to get things in order. They can distract you, believe it or not. I know it doesn't sound like it, but trust me, being disorganized, being unorganized can cause a distraction. Just think about every time you have to look for something, it takes you longer to find it because you're not organized. That's the distraction. That extra time, you could have used that to plan better. You could have used that extra time to get something else done in your business, in your life. But I'm telling you, the distraction is being unorganized. It's very, very, very major. And it can, again, it can creep up on you very slowly, and you don't even realize it. So it's time to get organized. It's time for time management. It's time to exercise, work on your health. It's time to get rid of that little voice in your head. It's time to get over and get past loved ones if you've lost them. You know, it's time to put your relationships into perspective so that you can move forward and not be distracted, so that you can achieve your goal, achieve your dream. You know, it talks about the distraction of boredom and complacent, just being complacent and just not, you know, just getting used to the same old thing. Well, I've been distracted by so many things in my life that have tried to keep me back and hold me back and set me back. But each and every time that I recognize it's just a distraction. Okay, even in my marriage, you know, I faced a large distraction at one point in my marriage, and I was going through some marriage problems. It was a distraction to my business. I was ready to give up. Motivational speaking, ready to give up on my dream and my goal because of the marital problem. I'm only sharing this with you, you see, because it's real. I know it can happen. So I'm not one of those persons who doesn't realize about life, doesn't know real life. Believe you, I know real life. I've experienced real things, and I'm sharing them with you so that you, too, don't have to face it. Well, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as those pursuing higher education, there's nothing worse than having, and when you're married, just getting in the middle of that degree or that business, having a marital problem. They can distract you. Pull your energy. They'll distract you by pulling your energy, pulling your time. It may even cost you other resources to deal with that problem. It may cause you some sleep at night. When you have marital problems, listen, major, major distraction. But you see, I'm here. I'm on vacation. I'm down here in Virginia Beach. My husband is in another part of our, we have one of those timeshare condominium situations. He's in another area. I'm doing the show, sitting right here looking at the ocean. And yeah, so the reality is we got over our marriage. And you can get over yours if that is your situation. Not saying that it is. I pray that it isn't. I hope that you never run into that situation. But again, I'm here today to make sure that you are aware of the various distractions that can come your way, that can come about in your life as you're achieving your goals, as you're achieving success. Talking about the power of distraction and what you can do to overcome these distractions. And we've been talking about it throughout the show. If you missed any part of the show, you may want to go back, listen to the first half. Other distractions can come with family members. You may be parents, and your children sometimes can provide distractions for you with what's going on in their lives. Again, your children can't get rid of them. So what do you have to do? You have to be aware, and you have to prepare, and you have to plan and continue to be able to move forward. You know, just like even in what I was talking about and having even a marital problem, you have to give so much time to your problem, but you don't give all of your time to your problem. Okay, your situation's not going to go away. You can't sweep it under the rug. You can't stick your head in the sand. You have to give some time and energy to it. Fix it to make it right. Change. Now, here's something that I've used in overcoming many things in life. You know, I was watching Dr. Phil yesterday. Typically, I don't get to watch daytime television because I'm not at home. When you're on vacation, that's part of what I like to do when I'm on vacation, is watch a little daytime television. Because I'm not one of those persons that, you know, I'm home during the day. I'm not home during the day. So I'm watching Dr. Phil, and Dr. Phil was talking to some people on his show, and, you know, he was, you know, helping a couple to, you know, get their life on track. And, you know, he was thinking about the distraction, you know, with our family members and how, and even, you know, with the marital problem. And he had couples on there, and they were going through some family problems. The parents were dealing with the child, and the young daughter had a love relationship that they did not approve of, and the person had some risky types of things in the background that the parents thought, you know, you're going to be in trouble if you get involved with the family and maybe deeper, and it's going to cause you heartache and pain, what have you. And here's the thing, the doctor still Well, the person that she's now dating, daughter, Dr. Phil, said to him, well, what, you know, how have you put the guys that I've changed? That's how I used to be. I'm the new me. And the doctor says, okay, so you're the new you. How? What happened? What made the transition in your life? What are you doing different? What's going on? And the person couldn't really say. But at the end of the show, you know, Dr. Phil kind of critiqued the whole situation, and he pointed out how he was very suspect about this man changing because the man could not speak of anything that had really transformed his life. So that got me to thinking about, you know, my own success and my own transformation, and, you know, that did it. And, you know, one of the things that I realized about, you know, being transformed is that you have to be aware of things that are going on with you. You have to take that responsibility for your own success. You have to do it. There's no other way. There's no other way to get around, you know, taking responsibility for your life and your success and where you're going. You're going thinking about it. You know, what did it for me? What are, you know, what are some of the things, what are some of the steps that I took to say, okay, you know what, I was going left, let me now go right. But what are some of the steps that I actually took to say, okay, I'm going to do a 180 here. You know, I'm not going to be the way I used to be. And I tell you, this is what I learned. This is what I learned about success. This is what I learned about life achievements and, you know, how to get from point A to point B. This is what I really learned about being in situations, whether you have a marital issue or issue with your children, even with issues, let's just say, on your job, in the place that you work. This is what I learned, and I felt it's a really powerful life-changing lesson that I talk about in my book, Release Your Power. I talk about it in my very first chapter on choosing to change. Some of you have got the books, you've read the books, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, you still have time to get the book. Go to my website, and don't forget, those who come to the event next Tuesday, Philadelphia, you're going to get the book if you pre-register. The cost of the event is $25, and everybody has to pay either at the door or for pre-register, so the pre-register people are going to also get a copy of the book at no extra cost, whereas other people, they will actually have to buy the book separate. But here's the thing. I talk about in the book that change, when it comes to, you know, people want change. They want to see their marriages get better. They want to see relationships grow at work, at home, wherever. Here's what I learned about that. If you change you, everything around you has to change. If you change you, the things around you will have to change. So don't focus on changing other people. That can be a distraction. Focus on changing you, and the other people around you will automatically change. Repeat that. Don't focus your energy on changing other people. That's a distraction. Trying to change others is going to keep you distracted because you're going to try to fix them, and then your own needs are going unmet. Your own self-development is going undeveloped. You're like you'll end up like an undeveloped nation because you're trying to fix everyone else. Stop. Don't try to fix them. Don't try to fix your husband, your mother, your sister, your brother, your daughter, your son, your nephew, your niece. Don't your neighbor, your friend, your coworker. Stop. Stop. Now. This is a major distraction. I would probably say the most major distraction out there, I believe, that leads to people's failure in life is their distraction because they're trying to change someone else. Or they're trying to change a situation. Situations and people, hear me good. You heard this on the Coach Elisa Show. I know some of you never heard this before. I realize that. I accept that. I understand that. I won't hold it against you. But you can go back and listen to the archives and hear the entire show. But I know for a fact that some people have absolutely never heard this. Some of you, if you've never heard this, this is the first time that you're hearing this. And that's why I'm kind of focusing on it so that it can really get down in your spirit. Because I believe it's the number one thing that causes people to fail at life or to fail at their projects, to fail at the things they're working on, is that you're focusing on trying to change other people and you're trying to change the situation. And my solution to that is don't do that. Change you. Focus on you. Change your situation within yourself. And everything around you will change. I'm a living witness and example of that. When I left Cincinnati, Ohio, and moved to Newark, New Jersey, right there, the situation changed. Why? Because I changed. I didn't stay in Cincinnati and try to fix all the broken pieces. No. I didn't stay there and try to change all the people that I was dealing with there that was going down the wrong path. No. I changed my location. I began to work on Larissa. And guess what? Everything in my life changed. Everything, I'm telling you, from night to day. From dark to light. Just a total 180. I believe that that will happen for you. I really believe that that will happen for you. Well, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Lisa J. Williams on the Coach Lisa Show. We are excited to bring to you each and every weekday morning this powerful, dynamic show. Oh, I see. It looks like there's a hand up, but I got to make sure because I can't tell. Yes. Caller, you're on the air. 513, did you have your hand up? Okay, can't tell if that's truly a hand up or not. Okay, yes, area code 973. Yes, you're on the air, 973. Good morning. Good morning, 973. You're on the air. Tell us your name. Okay, 973. So I'm hoping that everybody can hear okay. Area code 248. Are you with us? Area code 248. You're on the air. Okay, well, I didn't get a response from those individuals, so I am going to go back and let's see. Okay, can you hear us in the chat room? Can you hear the show? Well, not getting a response from there either. So let's see. Well, I believe that you can hear. I would imagine that. Yes, area code 513, you're on the air. Yes, can you hear me, 513? Okay, so. Well, if you can hear, okay, you can just hit your number one key, and I will not pick up the phone. Great. Okay, so you can hear. Awesome. Now, all right, so I was finishing up talking about what I deem as the most powerful distraction. Again, welcome each and every one of you to the show, and I have absolutely talked about various distractions that can hold you back from your success in life, things that I have seen creep up in my life and the lives of other people around me that are pursuing their greatness, that are pursuing their dreams. I mean, all the way from very, very highly acclaimed people, very successful people that you know, and people that maybe you don't know. I've seen, situations that I've already talked about as a distraction come about, whether it be the death of a loved one, a family, family problems, it could be marital problems, money problems, mental health, your physical health, so many things that can distract you and throw you off course We talked about being complacent, poor time management, the lack of organization. All of these things can distract you. And we've encouraged you that we want you to raise your awareness of it, because we know that some people, they don't think about these distractions as keeping them from reaching their goals in life. In other words, some people succumb to failure, thinking that, well, it was just meant to be. I was just unfortunate. Somebody else was lucky. No, they weren't lucky. They weren't fortunate. It's the fact that when distractions came, they were aware of them, and they overcame the distractions. Okay? So, and then they got up, and they kept going. Now, I've talked about the distraction of just being tired of doing what you're doing, like a boredom kind of distraction, a complacent, just doing the same old thing. Just tune in. You can go back and listen to the message. But this final distraction that I'm focusing on right now is a distraction where our energy, you need energy in order to get up. I mean, listen, you know, I get up every morning, do this show, and I got to have energy to get that done. You got to get up every morning just to tune in. You got to, you know, you can listen to the archives later. You get up every morning, so you need your energy. You need your energy if you're an entrepreneur. You need your energy to be successful in life. And so when we focus on other people and try to change and try to fix them, your energy is being zapped. You're being stripped of your energy. Not only that, you're losing ground. You're losing time that you could have been working on you. So here's the secret, here's the thing, here's the trick. If you work on you, I can almost make it a guarantee that if you change yourself, everything around you and everyone around you will change. And this is what will happen as you change. The people that you were trying to change, so they're never going to change what you're trying to change them. Absolutely never. Okay? But when you change yourself, guess what the people around you will do? I'm sure you know the answer. They will take notice. You're right. They will notice it. See, everything in life starts with an awareness. Even the prodigal son said, I had to come to my senses. He had to come to an awareness. Now, all of you may not know who the prodigal son is, but it's the story of a young man who living with his rich father, and he wants to go out on his own, so he takes all of his, you know, whatever belongs to him, and he goes out there, but he wastes it all away in riotous living, and he ends up dirt poor, eating with the pigs and the hogs. And as he's doing that, he comes to an awareness that, wait a minute, you know, I had servants, I was living slave, you know, why am I living like this? And he goes back home, and his father welcomes him home. So he came to an awareness, and that's what happens when you change. People around you will notice, and it will instantly bring about an awareness with them, and will make them then look at their own life. You see, because remember, you're trying to change them. But okay, here's another secret. Listen to this. I want you to get this good. How are you going to change them if you not change yourself? See, you can teach change by change. Let me say that again. You can teach change by change, through change. You know, the best way to show your children that they need to change is that if you change, they're going to see you, trust me. They're going to see you quicker than they will hear you. You know, there used to be a song years ago when I was growing up, I used to love to sing it, and there was a part in the song that said, believe half of what you see, at least half, but some or none of what you hear. So people, so the visual is greater even than the verbal, what we hear. And so people, once they see your change, and they see what you're doing, now you've made a believer out of them. And again, your whole situation will change if you change yourself. Now, at first you might say, well, how do I do that? Well, Lisa, everybody tells us to change ourselves. Every motivational speaker, every coach, every, you know, self-help expert, is going to pretty much tell you to change yourself. And people are wondering, how in the world do I do that? How do I change me? You know, people say it. I hear people say it all the time. Oh, I've been me all my life. Yes, you have. And, you know, there's a book out there. Everywhere you go, there you are. Yes, you are you. Okay? You say, but how do I change me? How do I change me? Well, I'm going to give you the one-step plan to changing you. And you heard me say it before, so it's not rocket science. It's not something you never heard before. But it's worth repeating, because if you haven't yet done it, it means you need to hear it again. You know, people, that's how I remember how children, they always wonder why we tell them the same thing over and over. Like, okay, let's say you tell them every day to make up the bed or clean the room. Well, I'm going to keep telling you until you do it. And then once I see you doing it on your own, I have no need to no longer tell you. But again, when you make up your bed, they might get an idea that they need to make theirs up. Well, I just threw that one in for free. But here's the big secret to changing you. I know we're almost out of time. We only have a couple minutes left. You change your thinking. It's simple. It's not hard. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. Change you by changing your thinking. Change your thoughts. Stop thinking what you... Okay, so you say, well, how do I change my thinking? Okay. There we go with our journal writing again. Start writing down your thoughts. Start being aware of what you're thinking. You start thinking about other people and what they're doing and why they're not this, this, and that. That's wrong thinking. Don't think about them. Think about you. Think about what you need to do. Think about what you like. Think about what your strengths are. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? Think about things that cause you pain that you know that you do. And some of these things will be things that others have told you, so you can draw on that. But change your thinking, you'll change your future. You change your thinking, you'll change your whole life. Another way to make a change to your life is by stop worrying. Some people worry. They worry about everything. You want to make a change to your life? Stop worrying. And definitely don't worry about what others say or think. That's another way. Change your thinking, change yourself. So if you just tuned in, you're at the end of the show. We only have a couple minutes left. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. It's because of you we have the Coach Elisa Show. It's been great. It's been real. It's been powerful. It's been awesome. The power of distraction. Power of distraction. Don't get distracted. Be aware. Know the distraction, but record the little distractions that you notice. People holding conversations about things that don't mean anything or not important. That's a distraction to your day. Now, there's a lot of, you know, there's some small talk that's healthy. You know, you don't want to be business oriented 24/7 a day. So you need to, you know, talk about it. But watch it and be careful. Okay, so we want you back here tomorrow morning. Same time, same place. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, there ain't no stopping you. Now or ever.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.